We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live this morning from the Just Metro like Richmond animals, Zoo. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, we probably didn't even need music this morning because you'll over the course of the next few minutes, you'll probably hear the animals waking up. I was walking from the far edge of the parking lot into the Metro Richmond Zoo this morning by myself. There were no lights on. And I have to acknowledge that I had a flashback to my last safari in Africa where the guy who ran the place said, John, stay in your tent. And if you need to get up to use the restroom or anything, here's a little bell. But don't, whatever you do, don't walk outside on your own. Because the lions do sit outside. And I thought, okay, well, this is they just scare the tourists with this. The next morning, I stepped outside of the tent, and he said, see, and there was lion dung outside the tent like they had been circling. So I don't think you have to worry about that if you come to the Metro Richmond Zoo. Justin Andelin is the general manager of the zoo and opened up the gates for us this morning. Thank you for allowing us to invade. This is a great time to be here.
Yeah, no problem, John. Thank you for having me out here and on the show and for you guys coming out here. We're excited to have you.
2,000 animals. I'm trying to think. When did the zoo open?
In 1995.
And it wasn't that big when it first opened. I almost recall it as being maybe not a petting zoo, but something a lot smaller than this.
Yeah, we did have a giraffe then, but it was llamas and zebras and a little less exotic than now, but we had a few exotics, a lot of monkeys.
Yeah. And we're sitting right here at the Siamang Island where these are apes in front of us?
They are apes. Lesser apes, but they're apes. They don't have tails.
They're not awake yet. They're kind of just hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, they're just enjoying the day.
Their eyes closed. Enjoying the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
What else is a highlight of a visit to the zoo here?
Oh, man. Well, we always have new births. So this time of year, and a lot of the time of year, actually. But if you're walking around, you pay attention to all the mothers, monkeys, lots of baby monkeys, antelope. Just really, be looking out for little ones because, we try to promote as much breeding as possible, and as long as we have future homes for them, we don't do it too crazy, like where we don't have a future place for them. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we work with the zoos all around the country, and we're able to send a zoo or another facility, not just zoos, breeding centers or conservation centers as well, different animals when they might need some.
Yeah. So right here around us, I see pink flamingos.
Yes,
I guess.
Yeah, Chilean flamingos. Yeah,
Chilean. Okay, all they're right. Beautiful.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Very.
And then these monkeys in front of us, and these are monkeys, not apes, or these are
no. These are also lesser apes
lesser
as well.
Apes.
They're
okay.
Gibbons. They're actually very similar looking to the Siamang.
Now they are wide awake and have been making a lot of noise this morning and swinging around.
They have
directly
yes.
in front of us. And then around the corner is the lion.
Yes, we have white lions, actually. Mm-hmm. They're a little more of a rare species of lions that not very many of those left in the wild. But white lions, actually, we had a few cubs born this year, or the end of last year, so they're younger. And they're really fun to watch as well.
You know, one of the frustrations that I've heard from some parents who get the kids all excited, and grandkids, and they take them to the zoo, and then the animals don't want to be seen. This is... And the only way to really force it is to make it so that they can't escape from the visual situation.
Yeah.
I think you guys have kind of that you've threaded the needle pretty well where there's a lot of room. It's natural grazing, but they're still out in public where, maybe 50 yards away, but you can still see the animals.
Yeah, that's a really fun part of our jobs is to, when we create these environments and exhibits for these animals, to try to... meet that equally, so that our guests can see and appreciate them, but yet they can find little spots of privacy or have the space to not feel like, they're just tied to, tucked away in a corner.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun part.
It's the new way of doing zoos.
Absolutely.
A lot of people have a negative reaction to zoos because they remember the buildings that were brick on brick and
right.
they just hosed out the cage at the end
right.
of the night. That's not what this is.
Right. No, not at all. And I think it's actually kind of there's kind of a positive sentiment of people feeling negative about zoos. If I mean to explain myself, it's just that means they care about the animals, which is exactly what we're promoting. We want our guests to come and see the animals and feel a connection towards them and actually want to care about them and want to you know, help them and promote their wild habitats. And
yeah,
that's what we're trying to do. Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And if you didn't have this, the dwindling number of zoos, it's hard to have a full appreciation if you don't
yeah.
see them in person.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a big business audience that listens, especially this hour to the broadcast. I wanted to ask you, you're a for-profit zoo.
We actually are. Yes. A for-profit.
Has that been successful?
It has in later years. I would say, you know, I'm not the owner. I know him closely though, but,
mm-hmm.
I know that, for the first probably 7 years or so, it was, you know, it's always hard making ends meet and, but it's slowly grown into, you know, a successful business. Not one that I would recommend anyone to run.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the overhead has got a bit.
Tons of expenses. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have plans to continue to grow?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are always growing. So we just last year finished our pygmy hippo exhibit. That's really exciting.
I saw them yesterday.
Really,
it's
really
funny. They go in the water and they're up against the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we get to see them swimming
like
underwater. Yeah.
Okay.
That water quality care is a fun trick. You know, they're very dirty animals. And they you know, defecate in the water as well. But anyway, so we have a brand new otter exhibit that's going to open this year as well. Lots of great plan. I mean, we have you know, over 100 other acres that aren't being used. We have a lot of
you've got room to
a lot of grand ideas. Just need the time and you know to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, it's close enough where you're not driving all over the state, but it's far enough away where you feel like you've taken a little bit of a day trip to get out here to the Metro Richmond. So real quick, tell us what the price point is for this for folks who are bringing the grandkids tomorrow.
Okay.
It's
$17.75 for adults, dollar less for senior citizens, and $11.75 for the children.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You can get all the information on your website.
Yep, metrorichmondzoo.com.
Fantastic. Justin Andelin is the general manager here at the zoo, and you'll probably hear more of the animals making noise as we continue through our program this morning.
Just like animals, animals like animals.
We are live this morning for Read on the Road, presented by Chronic Care of Richmond at the Metro Richmond Zoo, way out in Chesterfield County. Molly Waller is the vet tech for
yes.
the zoo. And this, again, this is what I've been waiting for.
Okay, good.
All morning.
But
we
I'm
have
highly.
Talked about the sunrise this morning. We heard the lion roar.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's been quite a morning here at the zoo. But one of the reasons we chose this weekend to come to the zoo is that we figured the spring babies would have been born.
Well, I got one right here.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Webster. He is a black Colombian spider monkey. And he's currently being bottle raised here at the zoo due to some maternal neglect issues and medical issues.
Was he born here?
He was born here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all our animals are captive bred animals and born here and or from other zoos. So yeah, he was born on November 5th is his birthday, and he's currently being hand raised and with his sister. And they're both in the nursery, so when you come to the zoo, you can see them. Both of their mothers were first time moms, and both of them had kind of, I don't know how you put it, like traumatic deliveries. They and the moms kind of just left them where they were. So
that's no good.
Yeah, they had a lot of trauma to their face, a lot of swelling, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We never hand raise unless we have to, but in this circumstance, it kind of worked out that they both needed to. Mm-hmm. It's so much better for them to be together with another primate than it would be for them to be with people.
Well,
so
how's he doing?
He's doing great. Yeah, he's eating banana like crazy. He started eating these little biscuits that are made especially for them.
Mm-hmm.
He gets 3 bottles a day right now. So he's doing really well.
If people are hearing us on the radio and they want to see this little monkey. We are broadcasting it live on Facebook on my page, The John Reed Show, WRVA. And in a second, Trey's going to share it to the WRVA page. But this is the cutest little. May I try to touch her? Will he bite me?
No. Oh, okay. He's very sweet.
But he's not gonna hold on to me.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, now there are 2,000 animals out here at
yes,
the zoo,
which is quite a
growth from 1995. I remember when you guys opened.
Yeah. We have been growing rapidly.
Yeah. What are the other highlights besides seeing the baby animals in the springtime?
Oh, I think that the highlights are endless. We have so many really incredible animals here that you can come see, and so many that are big ones that people love, like lions and tigers, and we have pygmy hippos now, and a lot of different primates, the chimpanzees, the orangutans. We have 7 cheetah cubs on exhibit right now. That's one of our big things that draws people in to come see them. So, yeah.
Is that one litter?
One litter. Yeah, really? It was pretty impressive. She's a superstar mother. So, okay. Yeah, we're really proud of her.
You know, Trey, our producer, has brought his son out here a number of times. I think the family comes out pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that he wanted me to ask specifically is, what do you do in the wintertime? I mean, these are animals, a lot of them from South America, from Africa.
Yep.
And we don't think of winter weather there. I guess they do deal with cold temperatures. But what do you do?
So most of our animals go in at night anyway. There's very few that have like an outside area with an outside enclosure. So we bring all of our stuff up, even in the big fields where you have like giraffe and antelope and things, they'll come up at night. So they're provided with heat. And if it's too cold, then we just keep them in where it's nice and warm and enrich them and try to make sure that they have everything they need inside if the temperatures are not going to be good for them outside. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
and
we take precautions.
That seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, and I think that also you got to think about it. These animals are they're not coming from the wild. They're captive born. So they're used to living here. They grew up here. They're going to be a little bit less sensitive to temperatures than an animal that's maybe always going to be in heat. So, we take whatever precaution we need to make sure that they're.
All right,
let me
ask you the one kind of sensitive question, because some people react very negatively these days. They hear about a zoo and they think of the old zoo where the animal's locked in a cage in a room and then they just hose it out at the end of the
day. Right, like the 1930s,
Matthew, you want to zoom around and show everybody what this zoo looks like. This is just one section of a pretty large park here.
Yeah.
These animals look like they've got, it's not the wild, but they're not in cages. They're able to move around and swing from the trees.
Well, zoos just, there's so much more to it. People think about when it comes to what zoos are actually doing to help with education and then also conservation in general. So on an education level, we do programs, we do keeper talks. Every animal here has a bunch of information about it. Mm-hmm. We do outreach where we're going to schools and teaching them about the different species and what they can do to help. It also, I think, brings people to see animals that they would maybe otherwise never even know existed. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that brings them to care about them in the wild.
I had one person who told me, though, you know, there's National Geographic Channel, there's the Discovery Channel. Kids see animals that they wouldn't normally see. So this is just wrong to have animals caged up or in captivity. Well, as a vet, who I guess cares about animals a lot, what would your reaction be?
My reaction to that would be that I think you watch all kinds of things on TV, and it doesn't bring the same amount of passion and like thought than going and actually experiencing what that animal is and how they act and how they interact with their families. And then also you can watch things on TV, but like I said, coming to a program and having that animal come out and really getting to learn about it and have it connect to an individual animal, I think that's really important.
Yeah, seeing them live and in person. I've been on 3 safaris in Africa.
Yeah, I have too.
And, you know, at first I thought, golly, the price tag on this is crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't go.
Yeah.
And every time I've gone, I've thought, I've got to do that again, because it is a remarkable experience to see these animals up close. And this is your opportunity at the Metro Richmond Zoo. You're open tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tell me, if somebody is listening to our broadcast and says, I got to bring the grandkids, or I got to bring the kids, where do they go? What do they do?
Oh, if I was coming with my daughter, then I would make sure put at least a half a day aside so you can really enjoy it and be able to enjoy the rides and spend time actually watching the animals. And there's all kinds of things to do there. We have 2,000 animals, and you get a really close, up close personal experience. You can hand feed the giraffes, which is a hit.
Maybe we're going to do that live at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
They were trying to get me to.
The only other thing to finish that question was that zoos contribute so much money to the wild and to conservation. And even here, you know, this zoo has many, many things it puts money towards. But when you even come in, you know, we ask if they want to round up for cheetah conservation. And think about all the money that just that helps with the wild animals that otherwise people wouldn't be contributing to.
Well, so, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Thank you guys for letting us
stay.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to you. You're going to bring another
animal, a bobcat
in our next
half. We're going to talk about animals in our backyards.
All right. Molly Waller, the vet here at the Metro Richmond Zoo.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo.
The zoo. Andy, you know, weren't you looking for a pet cat? We may have one for you. Molly... Listen, go to Facebook and look at what we're about to show you. Molly Waller is the vet here at the Metro Richmond Zoo, and she has brought out another one of the animals as we continue our Read on the Road broadcast today. This is a bobcat named Dakota.
Dakota, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dakota. He is almost a year old. Mm-hmm. He actually is from the wild, from around here. Mm-hmm. Wildlife Fish and Game had to take him on. Due to medical issues, he was found as a kitten, really malnourished. He actually has some vision problems. He can't see normally.
Which would make hunting
pretty... about impossible for him. Mm-hmm. So instead of euthanizing him, we took him on to try to give him a home. And
he's a little feisty.
He's
right
a little
now.
So he just started doing education programs. We want to use him especially because we want to teach kids that there's wildlife in their own backyard that they can and have them, you know, care about that and want to make sure that
yeah.
Yeah, he's
got some claws
fired up this morning.
Claws and some fangs,
but
it
yeah,
looks
we,
like to me.
We want to make sure that the kids get to know that there's wildlife right out in their backyards and it's mm-hmm. maybe if they can also care about that mm-hmm. then that's something they'll want to protect.
And so Dakota here would be here in Virginia and
yeah.
would hunt what?
It's a lot of small prey, so like rodents and rabbits and probably some birds. Mm-hmm. But we've seen them here at the zoo, wild ones, so we know they're right around here.
Is he aware that these ducks are running around with his eyesight so
don't
bad that he can't
so.
See that?
No, yeah. He doesn't see very well.
Yeah.
And he's pretty, I think because of all his malnutrition and things like that, he's... a little bit slower maybe than a bobcat in the wild would be. Mm-hmm. So
how much larger will this cat be? What's his weight right now?
I think he's 23 pounds last time I checked.
So you could confuse him for a really big house cat.
Yes, you could. Yeah, that bobtail is one of the things that will really give it away.
Uh-huh.
So they have that shortened tail, hence the name.
Okay. And how big will he get?
I think that they can get up to like 30-ish pounds, so he will definitely get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, he had a lot of issues as a kitten, so I think he may be a little stunted. He may not ever get to that full size.
Yeah. In our last segment, I was kind of pushing you a little bit because I know some people are very concerned about zoos. Some people have a very violent reaction about the idea
absolutely.
Of zoos. And during the commercial break, you were sharing with me one of the modern reasons that zoos are so important.
Right.
With species that have actually disappeared from the wild now being reintroduced into the wild?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the big things that zoos are participating in is breeding programs. That there's a whole group called the SSP, which is Species Survival Plan. And all the zoos around the world participate in this, and you know we participate and try to make sure that our captive populations are going to be really genetically diverse, mm-hmm. because at some point animals in the wild are going to go extinct and our only option is going to be that we try to reintroduce them. Mm-hmm. So there's actually we have scimitar horned orcs here. They're in the train yard and they
were what are those?
They're this antelope and they actually went extinct in the wild. And they were able to use captive populations to reintroduce them and try to get their numbers back up. And there's been
so that's a success story.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things that have happened like that, and that's what one of the things that zoos is working really hard to make sure that you know we're going to be able to repopulate if we have to.
Well, listen, I've been doing Read on the Road for about a year, and when I announced on Monday or Tuesday that we were coming to the Metro Richmond Zoo, all the people at the station came and said, oh, my gosh, it's the best place.
Oh,
we've
good.
Had so much fun. But one of our staffers told me, please ask about this dog and cheetah
that
live together. What's the story on this?
So there's actually, it's not just us that have done this. A lot of big places, including San Diego Zoo, mm-hmm. which everyone knows is one of the biggest. We've had 40 cheetah cubs born here, and we've had no problems with any except for one, Kambali, who had to be hand-raised. Mm. His mother was not able to care for him and wasn't producing enough milk for him. Mm-hmm. So they don't do well by themselves. So other zoos had taken dogs and put them together as kind of a companion for them. So we went and adopted Kago. They're almost exactly the same age. And let them grow up together. And it's been really amazing for all of us because they really epitomize brothers. Like, they can't stand to be apart from each other. If you pull the dog out, the cheetah Kambali will actually start vocalizing. Uh-huh. And so they stay there, and then we take them to the big yard, and they go on walks and things like that.
Well, it's a beautiful place. That's a great story. There's a Disney movie
Disney
in that,
movie,
I think,
yes.
going forward. Molly Waller is the vet here at the Metro Richmond Zoo. You're open tomorrow. You're closed on Sundays,
We're closed
right?
on Sundays, but we'll be open tomorrow. It's going to be pretty. I hope everybody comes and sees us, and they can go see Webster and Charlotte in the nursery, and Kago and Kambali and everybody else.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience, and if you don't come out this weekend, you've got the entire summer. Put it on your calendar to bring the kids or the grandkids to be out here. And it's the Metro Richmond Zoo.
Metro Richmond Zoo. Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.